Hello.
Good evening. My name is Chris, and I'm calling from Metro Research, and we're conducting an opinion survey regarding Massachusetts and the schools in your area. Are you at least 18 years old and a resident of Massachusetts?
Yeah, Massachusetts, yeah.
Okay, thank you very much. And how many children are living with you and attending kindergarten through 12th grade?
One.
Thank you very much. Thank you. What is your age, just for statistical purposes?
My age?
Yes, your age.
My age is around 50.
Thank you very much. And how do you describe your gender?
Yes,
how do you describe your gender?
I don't know. Sorry.
Is it a man, woman, non-binary, or some other way?
I'm a man. Gentleman.
Thank you.
Male.
How do you describe your race?
Asian.
Thank you. And what grades are your children currently in?
Four.
In fourth grade and ninth grade. Fourth and ninth grade?
Yeah. Four and nine.
Thank you very much. Now, which of the following best describes the school where your children are enrolled this year? Is it a public school run by a school district, a public charter school, a parochial or Catholic school, a non-Catholic private or independent school? Is it homeschooling or another format?
Public school.
Thank you very much. To the best of your knowledge, are any of your children enrolled in a vocational technical school? Vocational technical schools teach students the skills they need for a trade or occupation.
I don't understand. What are we talking about?
Are any of your children enrolled in a vocational technical school?
No.
Thank you. You mentioned you had a child in the ninth grade. The following several questions will be about this child's school. Which of the following best describes the school your ninth grade child is enrolled this year? Is it a public school run by a school district, a public charter school, a parochial Catholic school, a non-Catholic, private, or independent school, homeschool, or another format?
High school, public.
Public school?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. Now, students are often graded on the quality of their work using the letters A, B, C, D, and F. Suppose your ninth grade child's school was graded in the same way. Considering all parts of the school experience, such as communications, academic support, curriculum, counselors, teachers, extracurriculars, and so on, how would you grade your ninth grade child school so far this year, or is it too early in the year to tell?
I don't know. I had to ask my daughter. I have no idea.
We just want to know your opinion. How would you grade your child's school so far?
Nine.
We're using A, B, C, D, and F.
I think about C or B, I think.
And between B and C, where do you lean more? Is it a B or is it a C?
B.
D. Okay, B. Thank you. And thinking about the letter grade you just gave your ninth grade child school, what were you thinking of in particular when you gave the grade to the school?
B. Okay.
Yes. Now we want to know what were you thinking of in particular when you gave the grade you did? What did you give them B?
I had no idea. This time, I had to ask my daughter. My daughter just going to the high school. I have no idea what. About all the details,
yeah. Yes, we just want to know your opinion, or depending on your observation.
I think it's that school is a lot of Asian. I think it's a good environment for the study. Yeah. About 80% Asian.
Environment of the. Cool. So let me just, because I have to type your answer, let me just go over a little bit over here. I think it's about the environment of the school because they are 90% Asian.
80%
Asian.
Yeah.
Just moment. 80% Asian. Thank you very much. Just a moment.
All right.
The next question is, to the best of your knowledge, is your ninth grade child reading at the level expected for students their age group? Yes, they are, or no, they are not?
No.
Thank you. How about in terms of math? Is your ninth grade child working at the level expected for students their age group when it comes to math? Yes, they are, or no, they're not?
They are, yes. Yeah.
Thank you. Does your ninth grade child have an individualized education plan, sometimes called the IEP?
I don't know. What's the IEP? I don't
know. Yes, it's an individualized education plan. That's what it stands for. They do?
They do, yeah.
Thank you. Now, does your ninth grade child receive services for English language learners, sometimes called ELL?
No.
No, okay. Thinking about your ninth grade child's mental and emotional health this year, would you say you are very concerned, somewhat concerned, not too concerned, or not at all concerned?
Not at all.
Thank you. And how much have you discussed your ninth grade child's hopes and plans for after high school with them? A great deal, a fair amount, just a little, or not at all?
Just a little.
Thank you. And which of the following do you think your ninth grade child would be interested in doing once they finish high school? Would they want to begin an associate's degree, begin a bachelor's degree, begin a training program for a trade job, enter the workforce, or something else?
I have no idea. Maybe something else.
Something else. Do you have something in mind? And because we have to specify?
No.
Okay, that's fine. Yes, it seems that the survey doesn't let me continue if we don't have this something else. Do you have any idea of what she would like to do once they finish high school?
No, I'm all set. No.
Okay. We can continue. Now, how well is your ninth grade child school preparing your child to pursue their goals after high school? Do you think that they are preparing your child very well, somewhat well, not too well, or not at all well?
Very well.
Very well. you. And what would you say are the most significant challenges ahead for your child as they work to achieve their post-high school goals?
Say again?
What are the most significant challenges ahead for your child as they work to achieve their post-high school goals?
I don't know.
According to you, based on observation, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Anything that comes to mind?
No.
Okay. Thank you very much. Now, when thinking about the possibility of your ninth grade child attending college, how much of a concern is each of the following? The total tuition cost. Is it a major concern, a minor concern, or not a concern?
Total concern.
What was that?
The last one.
The last one, not a concern. What about the cost of room and board? Is it a major concern, minor concern, or not a concern?
Major concern.
Major concern or?
Yep, major concern.
Thank you. The cost of applying to college, is it a major concern, minor concern, or not a concern?
Major concern.
And the cost of books, is it a major concern, minor concern, or not a concern?
First one.
Thank you. And do you believe the potential long-term benefits of a college degree make the cost worthwhile for nearly everybody, most people, some people, just a few people, or nobody?
Most people.
Okay, most people. Thank you. And as you may know, and I just want to take a few seconds to thank you for your patience. We still have a few more questions to go, so please bear with me. And now, as you may know, vocational, technical, or VOTech programs provide hands-on skills and training for future careers. Does your ninth grade child school offer vocational training?
Yeah, some training.
Okay, thank you. Would you be open to exploring vocational programs for your ninth grade child after they finish school? Would you consider it, might or might not consider it, or would you not consider?
The last one.
Thank you. And what would your hesitations be about considering vocational programs for your ninth grade child? What would be your major hesitation?
No. No major hesitation.
Okay, thank you very much. When thinking about post high school plans for your ninth grade child, how important do you believe is each of the following that are helping make their plans a success? Your influence as a parent, do you think that is very important, somewhat important, not too important, or not important at all?
Maybe important.
Guidance counselors?
No.
Is it very important, somewhat important?
Maybe important.
Thank you. What about teachers?
Yeah.
Is it very important, somewhat important?
Maybe important.
Friends and peers plans? Do you think that's very important, somewhat important, not so important, or not at all important?
Very important.
Family members?
Not very important.
And finally, college prep programs. Do you think that is very important, somewhat important, not so important?
First one.
The first one, thank you. And how well is your ninth grade child school preparing students academically for the possibility of attending college? Do you think they are preparing them very well, somewhat well, not too well, or not at all well?
Very well.
Which opportunities, if any, does your ninth grade child's high school offer? Do they offer advanced placement or international baccalaureate courses, dual enrollment courses, early college courses, work-based learning or internship opportunities?
I have no idea about
okay, that's fine. Has your ninth grade child participated in college preparation programs while in high school or not?
I don't know.
Okay, that's fine. Has your ninth grade child taken any courses that offered college credit while in high school?
Yeah.
In which of the following career development activities has your ninth grade child participated while in high school? Have they participated in career fairs, job shadowing opportunities, resume building workshops, mock interviews, internships or co-op programs, or none of the above?
None. The last one.
The last one. Thank you. To the best of your knowledge, does your ninth grade child identify as LGBTQIA+ or not?
I don't know.
Okay, that's fine. The last questions are just for statistical purposes only. What languages are spoken regularly at home?
Chinese.
And is that would be Vietnamese or Mandarin?
Mandarin.
Thank you. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
Say again. The last what?
What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
No. I don't know. About
or the highest degree you have received?
Middle school.
Thank you. Last year, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes? Just stop me when I get to the right category. Is it below $25,000? $25,000 to less than $50,000? $50,000 to less than $75,000? $75,000 to less than $100,000, $100,000 to less than $150,000, more than $150,000.
About $30,000.
Thank you. And finally, what is your 5-digit zip code?
02171.
Thank you very much. And sometimes reporters like to contact service respondents to conduct a brief follow-up interview. We would need to pass along your answers and your name and phone number to a reporter for this purpose. Your responses to the survey would never be used in any report without your permission. Would you be willing to be contacted by a reporter?
No.
Thank you. And would you like to participate in future surveys about Massachusetts and your community? Would you like to participate in future surveys about Massachusetts and your community?
Okay.
Thank you very much. Just to make sure that we have everything correctly, what is your first name?
My first name is Xiao, X-I-A-O.
And your last name?
Chen, C-H-E-N.
Thank you very much. And what is the best phone number to reach you with survey invitations by text message?
You call this number.
Okay. And what is that number, just to make sure?
857-891. 5779.
Thank you very much. And what is the best email address to reach you with survey invitations?
X, Y, C, 168. At Gmail.
So that would be X, Y as in yes, C as in cat, 168. Okay, thank you very much. And do you prefer to be contacted by text message or email?
Email.
Thank you. And with this, we conclude the survey. Thank you very much for your participation, sir. We really appreciate it.
All right, you're welcome, yeah.
Thank you. Have a wonderful day.
Thank you.
Thank you.